The longer we live in our mistakes, the more they'll haunt us and carry over into our next performance. We need a structured plan to reflect and move on, and that's what I'm here to give you today. Hey, I'm Ashley Agle. Some of you might know me as Ashley Burkhart, and I'm a former D1 and professional softball player who spent a few years coaching in the college game before deciding to put all of my focus into youth softball players and helping them make their dreams and their goals happen for them. It's our job to help them unleash their potential and become the athletes they've always dreamt of. I come from a small city in the Midwest and didn't let that stop me from making my goal of playing D1 softball a reality. No matter where you live, you have the tools to help you thrive, and I am hoping through this podcast to help you get there. On this podcast, you'll learn from Olympians, Hall of Fame coaches, and elite players what their journeys have been like, and you'll also learn from me and my family a bit of our journey through the game. I'm so excited to have you here, so whip out your notebook and let's learn how we can grow in this game together. Welcome to When the Cleats Come Off. Hey there, welcome to When the Cleats Come Off. Have you ever had a really bad performance and all you wanted to do was ignore it and forget that it happened and just move on? I've been there, but what if I told you that the greatest athletes in the world have developed a habit of reflecting on each performance in a way that helps them own their mistakes and frankly do something about it, which over time leads to more confidence in their abilities and overall more wins later on? We have to look at the big picture. And yes, today we're going to dive into the things that we could have done better. But a thing that most of us are forgetting when we have a bad performance is that not everything was bad. It's easy to just want to think about the bad and be our biggest critic. But as we've learned in the past, we have to also be our biggest fan. So today I want to give you a reflection, a 10-minute post-game reflection that's going to be able to be used over and over and over so that one day you can naturally do this and be able to move on from mistakes quicker and actually do something about it. A lot of us like to live in the past. It's hard to let go of something tough, hard, or even embarrassing. It's hard not to, but the longer we live in our mistakes, the more they'll haunt us and carry over into our next performance. We need a structured plan to reflect and move on, and that's what I'm here to give you today. An easy process to look at the good and learn from the bad so that we can be ready and energized before we get to perform again. But we gotta acknowledge it right here, right now. Parents, this may be a dream episode for you to give your athletes when you just don't know what to say to them after a tough performance. It's going to allow your athlete to process the game herself before maybe you two talk about it later, which I encourage you do, maybe after some food. But this is a way for your athlete to own her game. And that's how we build confidence in it. The key here is that your athlete is going to be given a process that she can start owning so that she can learn about herself and take her growth into her own hands. As I've mentioned before, we are 70% more likely to remember something when we write it down physically on paper. So make sure for this episode, you have something physical to write on, athletes, and not just your phone, because the writing piece is the most important here. All right, let's dive into it. You will definitely need a notebook. As I said, I kind of feel like Blue's Clues telling you to whip out your handy dandy notebook, but you're definitely going to need this here and you will learn why very quickly. The first thing I want you to do is write down the date. Trust me, this will be fun to track your growth in the future. So write down whatever date it is. The next thing I'm going to have you do is take 90 seconds and write down everything great that happened in your previous games or game. Maybe it was something you did to help your team win. Maybe your teammate did something crazy awesome that you never want to forget. It could be a great play on defense, a good adjustment at the plate. Maybe you hit a really great pitcher. Maybe your energy was super great out there. Anything good that you can remember, write it down and take 90 seconds to do so. Okay, if you need more time, because there's so many great things that happened, take that time, pause this episode and write down more things. It means a lot of great things happened, so pause this and write some more. If you're ready to move on, this is one of my favorite things I want you to write about. Write about a moment where you absolutely thrived. Maybe you had a clutch hit, a clutch play, or shoot, maybe you hit your first ever home run. Take a moment and jot down everything that went into that moment. So we're going a little bit deeper on probably one of the things you wrote before. From what training maybe led to that moment, what you were thinking about before it happened, and most importantly, how it felt when you did it. What did your teammates do to celebrate you when it happened too? The key is here that we want to be able to write down everything that went into it so that we can work to repeat that same success in the future, rather than just hope it happens again. A lot of people hit their first home run and it takes them so long to hit their second because they're worried that, oh my gosh, I just hope it happens again, rather than what went into it? What went into that preparation? What were you focusing on up to bat? That is success that we want to be able to repeat. We aren't going to pause this for 5 minutes, but if this was a really epic thing that happened in your game, and again, these things don't happen that often, I want you to actually set a timer for 5 full minutes because I want you to write down as much detail as you can. I suggest that 5 minutes for those who have had that big moment. Most of us haven't had a huge moment every game that we play, but if you had a great moment, take 5 minutes right now and jot about it. The rest of us are going to jot down something for maybe 60 seconds. Also note, we don't have moments like these all the time. So if you have nothing to add from a previous game, go ahead and just skip this one for now. But remember, when you do have a massive success, make sure you take that 5 minutes and reflect on it. All right, now let's get into the inevitable uncomfortable that I promised you we would get into, the not so great parts of the game. Remember, this is probably the most important thing you can do post-performance, so please don't skip this part. I want you to take 2 minutes and let's jot down the things that we could have done better. Maybe we made some physical or mental mistakes on defense. Maybe you got rung up on a pitch you didn't think was a strike and you didn't like how you handled it. Or maybe you looked silly on a few pitches up to bat. Maybe as a pitcher, you weren't hitting your spots or making certain pitches spin or move as much as you wanted. For now, let's just make a list of those things that we could have done better and leave a little bit of space under each one because after this, we're going to dive a little bit deeper as to how we can do something about it. So let's take those 2 minutes right now and jot those things down. Now, we can let this list beat us up, or we can do something about it. I choose the latter, don't you? Don't skip this part because this is actually the most important step of this entire process. Next to or underneath all of the things that you wrote down that could have done better, I want you to write down what you could do different if you were given the exact same scenario again, almost like a redo. Because if you play the game long enough, you'll be handed the same cards over and over and over again. If you were the last out in a game and you didn't like being the last out, you had an opportunity to help your team and you didn't, I guarantee you, you're going to be in those same shoes later on in your career. And if we do this right, we will never repeat the same mistakes again. So take 2 minutes once again and jot down underneath each one of those mental or physical mistakes what you would do different if you were handed those cards again. All right, it's not super fun reflecting on the not so great, but I promise you this next thing is going to be one of the biggest changes you can make in your game for the better. This is where we are going to take our mistakes and actually do something about it now. Pick the top two things from this list of not so great things that are bugging you the most, the ones that don't sit well with you. Now, let's pretend that you chose popping the ball up way too much offensively. And on defense, let's say you let a ball go through your legs that costed you the game. Trust me, I've been there. It's not a fun place to be. But if you were popping up a ton, I need you to plan time, either right after this reflection, if you can, the earlier the better, for you to work on flattening out the ball. As your hitting coach, I personally would have you hit off of a high pitch. So set up a tee on a high location and try to hit line drives over and over and over while focusing on keeping your hands above the ball and thinking ground ball. I know that sounds silly, but focusing on hitting a ground ball on a high pitch will help your swing path be more level. So if I were in your shoes, I'd hit balls until I felt good about my swing path. Could take me 10 minutes, and sometimes, frankly, in college, sometimes that would take me a full hour to feel it. But I wouldn't stop until I felt better about my swing path. That work will go into your next performance, I promise you. Your body, once doing things over and over and over, will do what it's worked on. So if you don't like your swing path and you go hammer it for an hour that week, I promise you, you're going to feel better about your swing path come game time next time. Reps equal confidence. Now, let's go through the ball that went through my legs under pressure. You may be taking ground balls each week until your face is blue, but are you adding enough pressure to your practice? If you have a friend or parent that can help you with this, I have a plan for you. I'd have them hold a stopwatch and give you a time that you have to beat, adding pressure to the ground balls that you take. If you listen to Coach Donna Papa at UNC's take on this, she did this all the time with her team to add pressure. The fastest slappers in the world can get down the line in 2.6 seconds or less. That's insane. That's fast. That's the fastest ever. So maybe make that your time so that we can train to add that pressure of being on the clock and reflecting that into, let's get the ball out of our hands. So that pressure can prepare you for a game, and you'll be getting people out long before they get to first, I promise. Now, if you have much younger athletes, I would not start with 2.6 seconds. I would go somewhere at 3 or just above 3, but enough to kind of make them have urgency, but be able to focus on one thing at a time to still get the out. These are just two simple scenarios, but the key to both of those and to all of the things that you're going to choose right now is put in the work. The best thing that my dad ever did for me, which I actually hated growing up, and now I can appreciate it, was after a game where I did really bad, he would keep me after the game and we worked on the thing that I could have done better. I can't tell you how many times my dad and I worked on the backhand when I didn't do well with the backhand. Like, that is the thing that comes to my mind the most. I hated it at the time. All I wanted to do was go eat, go home. But actually doing something about it as quickly as possible made me feel more confident in myself before we got in the car and went home. I probably even slept better that night because we actually did something about it. And I didn't just sleep and reflect on the things that I sucked at. I could reflect on, okay, yeah, I did bad, but I just put in the work and I feel better about it. That's why I said, work on it quick. Don't wait a few days. Work on it while it's still pretty fresh and hurts a little. And I believe that's how you can make your days between games more productive and you feel more confident going into your next performance. The key with this last one was just doing something about the mistake. These reflections are some of the greatest work that you can put in your game. And frankly, not many are doing it. So pat yourself on the back for being here, because you're doing the work that most aren't willing to do. It's just 10 minutes. It's just 10 minutes to make yourself a better you. And if you have time to be on TikTok, Instagram for hours upon a day, this is probably the best 10 minutes that you can give to yourself post-game, whether it went great, whether it went terrible, or whether it was just in between, which is where we live most. So try to add this 10-minute reflection post every game that you play, and I guarantee you will be making moves on your game way faster and becoming the best version of you so much sooner. Go get them out there in your next games. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of When the Cleats Come Off. This is actually a reflection that I did recently with my Virtual Hitting Academy members in one of our weekly workshops where we meet for 30 minutes every single week. And we're always accepting new members. So if you need a little bit more accountability in your game and you need a place to reflect and to put in work, we hit together every once in a while too. We are accepting members as low as $17 a month all the time. So maybe tune in, check it out. We'd love to see you as a member if this is something you want to take advantage of. And also, if you get into this journaling thing, which honestly, I hope you do because it's the best thing I could have ever added to my training for my athletes, check out the brand Always Grind 365. They make prompted notebooks for hitters, pitchers, catchers, and even coaches. And it might just be one of the best investments you make into your game. If you know how much I love journaling, you know how much I love Always Grind. So go ahead and use my code AshleyB, whether you're ordering an individual notebook or putting in a team order. Joe's going to give you a nice discount if you use that code. Remember, the code is AshleyB. Thank you so, so much for tuning in to another episode of When the Cleats Come Off. Keep putting in that work into your game. I'm so excited to see where this takes you. So please let me know about it in the When the Cleats Come Off community on Facebook, or tag me on Instagram. Go put in this work and I promise you will not regret it. All right, I will see you soon. So don't forget to stay awkward, stay humble, and keep smiling. And I'll see you next week.